that by turning off Grateful Dog by Jerry Garcia and Dave Grisman. It's killer. Love that thing. So, yeah, I was bored and decided that I should play you all some music. I was up late last night checking out my library because I had to reinstall a couple things and noticed that there were bad tags and just music I didn't realize I had because some of it's protected and all the not all the music players necessarily read it, so I don't know. I have thousands and thousands of tracks, ten of which I listened to. So I found some stuff that I hadn't heard in a while, and I uploaded it here to Blog Talk Radio, and so I thought I'd play some. I am going to play some Grateful Dead, but I also came across some older stuff that brought back memories, and I'm going to play a little bit of that for you. One of them is I'm considering it making my new startup audio, but we'll get to that in a minute. The first tune I'm going to play for you is from King Crimson. King Crimson, Robert Fripp, Adrian Blue, those are the two guitar players. Fripp is a freak. Tony Levin, I think, either on the bass or playing the stick. And then was it Bruford drumming? Pretty sure. This is crazy stuff. And I remember 100 years ago, my buddy and I went to the Roxy in Hollywood on Sunset Boulevard to see King Crimson when this album came out called Discipline. And it was kind of a big deal. I think Adrian Belew might have been a new member, or what's-his-face, Bruford might have been. I don't remember. But my buddy and I went to the Roxy, and it's a tiny little place, a lot of history, and standing room only, basically, on the floor. And we're on the floor, and some guy, audience member, holds up his camera to take a picture of the band as they walk on stage. Now, you're literally right there. I mean, you can grab at the players if you want to. They're just right there on the stage. Not a lot of security, like I say. It's just a teeny little club. And so some guy's right up in front holding his arms up high with his camera up high to take a shot above everyone's head. And Fripp reaches out and grabs that dude's camera right out of his hand and takes it. Because Robert Fripp doesn't want any unauthorized photos of him floating around. It was ridiculous. And, you know, me, a deadhead, watching this happen, I'm just thinking, oh my God, what a jerk that Robert Fripp is. You know, the Grateful Dead The Grateful Dead had a taper section where tapers, people who brought in backpacks full of equipment. I remember back in the day, I had a buddy who taped shows on Betamax because that was the highest quality audio you could get back then. Occasionally, he got plugged into the soundboard and came away with some of the most killer tapes out there. So, you know, for a deadhead, to watch Robert Fripp grab a camera out of some guy's hand after having been to 100, 200 Dead shows hanging out with my taper buddies in the taper section, it just seemed all the more ridiculous. Anyway, this tune is called Frame by Frame, King Crimson tune. Adrian Belew, I believe, is singing on it and playing guitar. It's just kind of a killer tune. It's about 5 minutes long. Here we go. We'll be right back. in music. No? Disagree? I don't know. It just stops. And if you watch the countdown, it just stops. Very cool. Frame by Frame by King Crimson. Trippy, trippy stuff. Saw it live. I'm telling you, Adrian Belew, who is the singer and one of the guitar players. Fripp is the guitar player, but he just does that weird stuff. Belew is the tasty guy. And he's just a monster. I love that guy. He's still around, I think. Had a trio for a long, long time after this King Crimson stuff. Haven't really followed him. Don't know. Okay, this is another tune from the same album, King Crimson's Discipline. Again, this is Adrian Belew singing. And this one, I don't know, it's pretty. And I like it. Here you go. Mate Kutazai, it's called. Kutazai by King Crimson off their Discipline album. That was Adrian Belew singing. I think he was playing that trippy, slidey kind of guitar thing. Sort of reminds me of Pink Floyd, in a way. Okay, so Jill is in the chat room awaiting some Killer Grateful Dead. But first, before I play Killer Grateful Dead, I'm going to play other Grateful Dead. This is my first show. I went to lots of Grateful Dead shows. I don't know how many. Some people think seeing a band 10 times is a lot. To a deadhead, that's humorous. Because deadheads do more than 10 shows sometimes in a year. Yeah, less killer, Jill, and I'm explaining. My first show was December 30th, 1978, at Pauley Pavilion, UCLA's Pauley Pavilion, so the day before New Year's Eve, 1978. And in the band were a couple of people named Keith and Donna Godchow. Godchow. So yeah, I saw Keith and Donna. And I also saw what is a very rare tune back then, St. Stephen. I saw St. Stephen. Oh, about the shows. Yeah, Jill, I went to, I don't know, 250, 300, I don't know, hundreds. So this song that I'm about to play for you is called St. Stephen. And this was played at Pauley Pavilion on December 30th, 1978. And this version of St. Stephen, I'm not sure how to explain it other than to say, I think it was hard for them or something. I'm not exactly sure. This is 7 minutes of Grateful Dead the night before New Year's. So, you know, they got to put on another show tomorrow night. This show was, I don't know, 12 hours long. There were like four sets. There was major drum craziness with what's his name? I can't even remember his name. It was an epic show. It was my first show, and I went to this show with a fella named Kevin Hart, who is Mickey Hart's little half brother. We went to camp together, and he turned me on. I got totally into Terrapin. And he turned me on to the Dead, and we went to this first show, and boy, what a first show it was. So anyway, here is, I guess, a rather painful St. Stephen, but deadheads will appreciate it. Here you go. Thank you. I'm sorry. Sorry, Jill. So that was my first St. Stephen at my first show ever. I know that was hard, but I just needed you to know that, you know, yeah, they suck. But I love them. So now I'm going to play another bit of Grateful Dead. This is, okay, for those of you who are listening that don't know about the Grateful Dead, so that's nobody because it's only Jill. But anyway, the Grateful Dead are known for kind of going from one song right into the next without stopping. Part of their appeal for freaks like me is how they do this transitional thing when they don't really end the song, but they somehow weave it right into the next song. There's lots of tunes that do that. Lots of deadheads like to say, oh, I saw, you know, a China Rider or whatever it was. China Cat Sunflower into I Know You Rider, very common. So I'm going to play for you now a very cool, very, very cool, I think it's early 80s, might have been Ventura, not sure, I'll have to look it up. But this is a playing into China Doll, back into playing. The only problem is that I have them as three separate tunes, and so there might be a slight break in between them, but realize that there is no break, technically. They just go right into one another. So first is Playing in the Band, a Bobby tune, one of the greats. Then China Doll, a Jerry tune, another great. Back into the playing jam, and it's just killer. This might take us to the end of the show, I'm not sure. But this is, let's see, 11, almost 12 minutes for the first bit, and then another 5, and then another 9. So, yeah, we might have some time. Okay, so here we go. Playing, China Doll, playing, sometime in the early 80s. Here we go. Okay. That's enough of that. That was a classic example of the Grateful Dead going from one song right into the next, having no idea that they're going to do it. They just do it. They look at each other and take cues from each other and just kind of do it. Okay, so we're almost done. I don't have much time. I'm going to go ahead and expose myself. This is a cover of Foolish Heart, Grateful Dead's Foolish Heart, that I did when I used to have equipment. So this is all me, every instrument. Of course, the only real instrument is a guitar. The keyboard plays all the rest of the instruments, but it's me playing the keyboard, playing all the instruments. There is no vocal. I was just messing around. But I'm going to go ahead and play it for you because, well, I see it here, and it should take us to about the end. Enjoy Foolish Heart by me. Thank you. All right, there you go. So that was me on a Roland keyboard, obviously playing the keyboard, the drums, the bass, and then there was a rhythm guitar track, and then the lead guitar track, and I basically had to lay down the keyboard first and sequence it, and then play live drums over it, and then play live bass over it, and then play live rhythm guitar over it, and then play live lead guitar over it, and it wasn't easy, and that's how it turned out. Anyway, thanks for listening. Peace out.